Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward of taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello, I am happy that you are back on my Cause of Death podcast. Here's Marcel, the crime scene cleaner. Today I am telling you a story with a very quick conclusion. Sometimes we tend to just accept things too quickly. Basically, we are flooded with information from the media world. No one really asks themselves, are they right? Are they wrong? Are we being controlled? Are we not being controlled? But even there, I don't want to call for any conspiracy theories, or I don't want anyone to stop accepting that information is important. But in some special cases, we should question more. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. We had a client, a property management company. They had commissioned us to search for a corpse. It was a man who had died in his apartment. He was probably laying there for quite some time. Because of the discovery of the body, the electricity was cut off, which led to a number of problems. The refrigerator broke down and leaked. That was a huge mess, and it dripped through to the neighbor downstairs. The job was very extensive. We should clean up the body and prepare the entire apartment so that it could be returned to the market for renting. So, as we have often seen, we first took care of finding the corpse. Back then, the customer was laying on his couch in the living room, and in front of this couch was a table, a living room table so lightly tiled. It was set up like a small bar, and I will never forget that. There were about 30 or 40 different drugs laying on the table. Next to it was a plan. At what time which medication should be taken? We asked ourselves at this moment, for God's sake, what was wrong with this man that he had to take so many pills? As it turns out, by clearing his records, reviewing his ownership protection, and checking his medical record, we found out that he had a diagnosis of a rare and unusual disease. The victim. At that time, based on the many medications he had taken, we considered, did he really do everything for himself to find out whether he really had this rare disease? Every now and then, one hears that also doctors aren't always infallible and sometimes wrong diagnosis can represent a problem. And there came up my personal problem again. I myself once had a diagnosis in the jaw area due to a bone growth, and they removed this bone growth because it was constantly rubbing against my gums. And they sent this sample of this bone that they milled away to a lab. I was diagnosed at that time as having a malignant tumor, a cancer. I think back then it was periosteum cancer or whatever. I can't remember it 100%, but in principle, the essential thing was, this man, we found out, hadn't questioned his diagnosis at all. So, there was a file that showed that he went to the doctor. The doctor told him, this is your problem. Here are your pills and, in all likelihood, you will have that long to live. That was our consideration. This is probably how it happened, and he died very quickly following this diagnosis. So, he took over this reality for himself, which maybe wasn't. This case itself interested me so much back then that I put a lot of effort in obtaining information from the autopsy to see of what the man had actually died of, and the cause of death, I can say at this point, was not his diagnosed illness. And the worst? He was not ill at all. His head, his thoughts, maybe also the pills, everything that he made a reality, everything that someone else gave him as a diagnosis, was a tragic chain of events. Cause of Death, the podcast, the profiler. And I don't want to discredit the doctor either. That is far from me, but I myself had a misdiagnosis. At least for me, I did not allow myself to accept this one diagnosis as reality. Now I had this diagnosis, and it was terrible for me. I have a very dear circle of friends, a lot of people who really like me, and I couldn't help but share this diagnosis with these people. I invited them all, and I made it seem like a celebration, and we all had drinks together first. When the evening got a little bit more relaxed, I told them, "Guys, watch out. I'm sick. I'm dying. I don't know when exactly, and it's been awful." We all started crying, and yes, that was terrible. Everyone supported me and said, "You watch out. You must get a second opinion. It can't be that a person tells you that's how it is. Maybe everything is different." And as it turned out, everything was different. It was a misdiagnosis. No one meant any harm. You should say to yourself, "This can't be happening." I thought the same thing. And despite all that had happened, and I already had a final scenario for myself in my head, and had already imagined how I might actually die from such a disease. And yes, that was very difficult to process, and I am very, very happy that I had the foresight back then, because at first, I wasn't ready to get any further diagnosis. So, I didn't want any other opinion. I was done with it, and this is certainly the wrong way to go. If someone hadn't encouraged me to take a different path, well, who knows if this reality couldn't have ended badly for me in some way. So, every single one of you who is perhaps also in such a situation or has already experienced such a situation can understand this anyway. I can really just call on everyone. If you have someone you know and they may be at an impasse in some way right now, and they may just be drawing a conclusion too quickly, help them to maybe get another perspective. Always in the acceptance of the fact that he naturally has his own life scenario, but in the awareness that it may also always lead to a different result if one questions more deeply. Many of us, this is probably what one or the other would do, would go to a second doctor, to a third, and get another opinion. But not everyone reacts that way. I also believe that we accept such a drastic event as a death diagnosis despite the quick conclusion. We accept a view of another person who says, "This is how it is, but you won't make it," for example. That's his point of view and not yours, and it shouldn't be the bottom line of your life to accept something like that. Yes, so thank you very much for listening. That was, again, a little bit of my life story from what had moved me personally in the run-up. A crime scene story that reaffirmed the change of thinking in me and the right path. Many, many thanks for listening. See you soon. Yours, Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you at any time worldwide? Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathetic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed not to leave you indifferent. Be part of it. I am happy. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for any episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.